Don't you know it's dangerous to be in the woods all alone this late at night? Who knows what kind of monsters lurk in these trees? It's so nice when my prey makes it easy for me to take what I want. Struggle against me all you want, pet. You're caught. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Underneath me. No reason to be afraid. If you do everything that you're supposed to, then the big scary werewolf won't have a reason to take you back to her cave. You can behave yourself for a few minutes, can't you? Oh, come on. You think you can? You're already so agreeable, letting me on top of you, trapping you between the ground and my muscular body. What's one more thing, pet? You were walking around the woods, all vulnerable, full moon high in the sky. There's no one for you to blame but yourself. Only you had listened to those stories, right? It's okay. Now you get to be a cautionary tale. One of the many, many stupid humans who thought they knew better and got bested. Thinking you could outrun a werewolf? What a silly little thing. I could smell you from a mile away. Hear your heart beating in your chest. You were never going to get away from me. You aren't stronger or faster than a werewolf. You're nothing. You are only my prey. If you want to keep that precious life of yours, then it'll be wise for you to do what I say and not protest too much, wouldn't it? Someone's catching on quickly. That's promising, pet. Maybe this isn't going to be so much of a struggle for you. Let's see if you fight me when I start pulling down your pants. Squirming underneath me isn't going to do much good for you. Oh, you're stuck between the ground and me. Isn't it much easier to move without anything constricting your legs? See? I can make this good for you. I can take care of you, but you can't fight me. This is what you want, isn't it? Of course it is, pet. Probably we're walking around the woods, hoping for someone, anyone, to take advantage of your lewd body. All fragile and weak. No weapons to defend yourself. Only running when you figured out you were being tracked. Adrenaline pumping through your system from the thrill of being chased. From playing prey to a predator like me. Oh, and now you don't know how to react. Aren't sure if you should be liking it. No. You know you shouldn't enjoy being taken advantage of like this. You know it's wrong. You shouldn't be getting turned on being so helpless. Yet you are. Starting to push your hips against me, trying to get some friction, some type of touch against you. Should have known what a slut you were going to be when you barely put up a fight. You want this, don't you? Fucking whore. Spreading your legs, inviting me to fuck you? That's what you need, isn't it? To be fucked by a werewolf? To feel me against you, rutting against your body? Breathing in your ear, telling you how easy it was to take you for myself. Should have known you were wanting to get caught once you saw a glimpse of who. Or more specifically, what was chasing you. The other option is you ran out of breath, but I don't think your heavy breathing is from running. I think it's more from the heat stirring within you. I'm just taunting you at this point. Toying with something right in front of you that you can't have. I thought you didn't want this, slut. I thought you wanted to be free and go on your merry little way. That fire was there a minute ago. It's turned from fear to something else. You don't look so scared anymore. It's amazing what a little pulse between your legs does. Have you decided you're going to be a good pet for me? Let's see if you can keep that promise, slut. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? This doesn't have to be bad for you, pet. This can feel good. If you do whatever I say, then you have nothing to be afraid of, do you? My sharp teeth won't penetrate your neck. My claws won't streak down your back. I won't have to hurt you if you keep up being this good, having this docile behavior for me. This is where you belong. On your back and giving it up to someone better than you. It's clear you don't have any self-respect. You don't have any dignity. Getting turned on from being taken advantage of. Where's your pride, pet? Or did you decide to get rid of it when it meant you would get fucked more often? It's not like a slut needs dignity. Your only job is to open your legs and let people fuck you. Who needs pride when it feels this fucking good to be fucked, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, so fucking pathetic, whore. Not even disagreeing, just moaning for more, wanting more. This feels good to you, doesn't it? Your mind is telling you shouldn't like it, that it doesn't like what's happening, and you know you shouldn't like this. But your body loves it. The way I'm touching you, fucking you without any care for your body or your own pleasure. It shouldn't be as hot as it is. It just feels too good to deny it, doesn't it? Oh, you can't help it. A victim to your own lust, your own desires. Being fucked in the woods by some random werewolf. Oh, at least you're doing your job of making me feel good. That's your only purpose anymore. To be a body. To be a body for me to find pleasure in. And I am finding it. You feel so good against me, slut. Oh, yes, taking it so well. Feeling good in the process, too. Maybe you are a good slut after all. More than just prey for me to play with until I get bored. Oh, I might invite you back to my cave. You would love to come back there, wouldn't you? To be a kept pet for me? Always ready and available to be fucked. It's not like anyone would even notice if you went missing. Another human that got lost in the woods. It would be a tragedy, but would anyone actually search for you? I don't think they would. I think they would know what kind of a whore you are. That you gave it up to one of the monsters in the forest and are now being kept there. I'm sure there will be plenty of tears if you don't return. But are those tears of sadness worth more than the tears of pleasure stinging your eyes? Oh, I don't think they are. Your body's feeling good. Getting closer with every movement against me. Oh, yes. Oh, feels so fucking good underneath me, slut. Squirming and bucking. Yeah, that's a good fucking slut. That's it. Already well trained in everything. I'm so lucky to have chased and trapped the most desperate whore in all of the realm. Oh, enjoying this far too much for your own good. Moaning as my rough hands paw at you all over. Little marks and indents from the claws when I grip just a little too hard against your sensitive skin. Oh, it's okay, Pat. You can take it. You can take whatever I give you. I know you can, slut. You don't want to disappoint me, do you? Then you're going to keep being fucked. You're going to keep feeling this good and rocking against me. Getting closer and closer with every passing second. The pleasure you feel is undeniable. Mixing with the guilt of enjoying this too much. Oh, you're burning with shame, slut. And yet that only fuels you more. Getting more turned on. Realizing what a pathetic mess you've been made into. You wouldn't even recognize yourself in the mirror. Letting out pathetic little noises. Weakly touching me back. You can do nothing but lay on the ground in the dirt and take it, can you? That's right. Helpless to do anything to stop me, but it's not like you would want that anyways. Not when you're feeling this good. Not when you're finally getting what you want. If I had known it would be this easy to fuck a human, I would have done it a long time ago. I thought you were supposed to be the most dangerous game. Are all humans as slutty as you, or are you just the exception? Oh, fuck. Somehow, I don't believe that, but sure. Whatever you say, slut. Whatever you need to tell yourself so you can keep enjoying this. Oh, that's it. Taking me so well. You're a natural at this. I don't think I should let you go. I was only teasing before, but I don't think it's a joke now. You're so good for me, taking me just like you should. Everything that I need in a partner. Maybe I should bring you back, make you mine, turn you into a werewolf and keep you in my cave away from the world. Oh, no one else would be able to get their dirty claws on you ever again. The only time you would be prey is to me. That's an enticing thought, isn't it? Being chased through the forest, being hunted whenever the mood arises. Oh, won't have to look all lonesome and wander the woods until someone takes pity on your pathetic self and decides to fuck you. Oh, come on, you know it's true. As long as you're getting fucked, as long as you're getting closer to coming, then you don't care. You don't care what happens to you or your body. You can say that's not true, but the evidence is right in front of me. Moaning so loud that you're going to wake the birds and everything else. You don't care that I'm fucking you. You just wanted to feel good, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking right, Pat. Taking it so well. Thoughts of keeping your dignity have completely flown out the window. Not that there was any to begin with. Oh, I'm making you feel too good, aren't I? Getting closer the more I work you. Oh, the more I work us. Oh, yes. I can feel myself getting closer too, slut. Oh, you're going to actually do your job and make me come. I'm impressed that a whore would be able to do that. Oh, but then again, you are a one-of-a-kind slut. Oh, fuck. Excited to be taken like this? To be the prey to a werewolf predator? Oh, fuck. So fucking close, pets. You feel so good against me. Yeah. You're doing such a good job for me, slut. Oh, now do the one thing you're good for. Do the one thing you excel at and make us come. I know you can do it. Oh, taking me so well. That's your job as my pet. Now come on. Come on, you can match my movements. Come on, you can make us both come. Oh, that's a good slut. Oh, that's really good. Oh, I think I'm fucking close. Oh, how close are you? Oh, yeah. Then come with me. Come with me, you can do it, pets. Be a good slut and show me you deserve to be mine. Come on, come on. Oh, what a good pet you're going to make. You're coming home with me. But in all seriousness, how are you feeling, pet? I know we just did a really hard scene on you. I want to make sure you're okay. I didn't go too far or anything, right? I know. I can't help but worry about you. I care about you. A lot. And I know you're attracted to my werewolf form. I know you like being chased and made helpless. But it seems really intense from my perspective. I can't even imagine how that must feel for you. So I want to make sure that you are okay. And know that I don't think any of those things about you. I actually really value you as my partner. So that's why this is important to me. I don't want you to take the things I said seriously because it was all just for the scene. For the sake of getting off, you know? I happen to think you're the most amazing person and sub in the world. But that's just my humble opinion. You're not too sore or anything. Did I puncture you at all? I sometimes forget my own strength in this form and... Okay, nothing bad. Hey, at least it wasn't like the first time we did this in my werewolf form and, you know, I scratched you up so badly that you had to call out of work to just lay on your stomach and groan at me. Rightfully so. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm still learning things about this form. On how to be a werewolf, so thank you for being gentle with me. I always thought being part werewolf was something that would keep me from finding someone. But instead it actually brought me you. And I've never, ever been happier in my life. You're my world, pet. You make me happy every day, and you're so amazing. I'm so proud of you for being open with me about this kind of thing, and for being honest so that we could work together to make this amazing for the both of us. You're fucking perfect, pet. I know. I say it all the time, but I don't want you to forget. I don't want you to let this scene get to your head, and then you start feeling bad about yourself, but you don't tell me and things get worse. I want to take care of you. I want to make sure you feel good. But that only works if you tell me what you're thinking. So for the next few days, you're going to be totally and completely honest with me and tell me what you need, right? You won't lie if you need space or if you need attention just to appease me. That a pet. Now come on. I think we need to get up. I don't want you to get frostbite since you're half naked in the woods in the middle of winter. Come on. Let's get up, go home, and get in the heat. Oh, it's fucking frigid out here.